Dr. Julie Galthorpe this morning talking about what pets can do to you and the family. And then Lori Seamy is at the front desk this week. Really didn't even knock to come in the studio. Did you notice that, Julie? Just barged in, kicked the door open, and said, I love my cat, Kelly, and your cat greets you at the door. Good to see you, Lori.
Glad to be here this morning.
I don't believe that you have a... What's your cat's name?
Rudy. Short for Rudolph.
So when you get home today at 4:30, Rudy comes to the door.
He comes bouncing like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, that sounds like a smart cat.
See, I told you. Cats can be super helpful to people, and they're very loving. You have had a bad experience. Maybe the cats, when you were a child, picked up on your energy. I don't know.
I think that's true.
You think that's true.
And wait a minute. You had hairless Siamese cats?
Well, I don't know. They weren't.
They weren't Siamese then. Maybe they were those Sphinx cats.
Yeah, my aunt had two of those.
I don't know anything about those cats, but we've always had cats in our family. We've had exotic ones, Siamese, when I was growing up. My cat is a ragdoll cat. He's 12 years old. I got him as a rescue.
Beautiful.
And he's very loving, except Julie made mention of you don't like them so much at 5:30 when they wake you up, and mine did exactly that this morning.
Okay, where do you want to pick it up about the benefits of pets and mental health, Dr. Galthorpe?
Well, I think we can agree that pets, activities like walking a dog, just that simple companionship, those things reduce stress. So that's always good, right? So that means we can have lower blood pressure, that calmer outlook, just getting up and getting moving, that is so important. And then it extends beyond that mental health, those benefits that we're talking about. Studies show that having a pet at home can even lower the risk of asthma in children and improve cardiovascular health in adults. And no wonder, because if you have a walking pet, you are out all the time. So even if they are not official support animals, they are what we could call therapeutic partners.
Oh, so Julie, what can we take away then from these findings that you've brought in here today?
Well, I think what we want to keep in mind is that in the field, there was a journal, it's called AnthroZoos. It's a leading journal in the field of human and animal interactions. And it found that pet owners tend to have higher social capital. Now, what that means is it refers to the networks of relationships that people have within a society that foster cooperation, trust, mutual support. So this is what contributes to what we are often lacking in communities, you know, post-pandemic, which is this collective sense of well-being and community effectiveness. So this study highlights how pets can act as what we could say social catalysts. They encourage interactions that contribute to positivity, to social networks and relationships. So simply put, pets, get a pet, you have more acquaintances, friends, even maybe a date. That could be something.
Mm-hmm. What are you looking at me for?
Well, you know.
You know what? You're hitting my soft spot. Mm-hmm. I do have one spot on me that's...
Soft?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Okay. Miriam. It's, you know what I miss with little Gizmo?
What?
Is walking with him. I would. You just touched on the social aspect.
Yeah.
I would go to the Westwicks Park, Riverside Park. I would meet people. Some have become lifelong friends. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, and I miss walking in the neighborhood with my dog. I would see my neighbors more often. I would get tossed insults on College Street walking my dog because I'm 235 and, you know, whatever. Big dude with a little 6-pound dog, people would throw insults at me, right? Yeah. But I miss my friendship.
Well, why don't you get another
one? Well, of course you do. And those friendships you're talking about, you already have something in common with people if you have a pet. So that's why those interactions are happening and they're so much easier. And with children, it fosters kindness and turning, you know, empathy for animals into compassion for animals because they're taking action with their animals.
Thank you, Julie. Where can people track you down?
Feel free to look us up at galthorpetherapist.com or follow us on social media at Dr. Julie Galthorpe, RSW. And if you're looking for a pet, look at the Quinney Humane Society.